Chapter 3 The King of Lilliput.
I can see a city near the temple. The trees and houses are very small. Some people are coming from the city. There's a man on a small white horse. He's wearing a crown. A woman and a boy are with the man. They're on small horses too. The horses are frightened of me because I'm big. The man with the crown speaks to me in a strange language. He's got a quiet voice. I lie on the ground because it's easier to hear him and see his face. This man is probably the king of the island. The woman is probably the queen, and the boy is their son, the prince. I try to speak to the king in many different languages, but he doesn't understand me. Good afternoon. Bonjour. Guten Nachmittag. The king speaks to a guard at the door of the temple. Then he leaves with his family. The cords on my leg aren't very strong. I can probably escape, but I don't want to make the king angry. I need his help to return home. I go into the temple and check my pockets. I find my binoculars. In the evening, servants come with food and drink. After a good meal, I try to sleep. The floor of the temple is very uncomfortable, but I'm tired. Soon, I go to sleep. The next day, hundreds of servants come to clean the temple. Then they bring 500 mattresses and make a comfortable bed for me. Soon, tailors come to measure me. They make me new clothes with a lot of small pieces of cloth. Every afternoon, teachers come to the temple to teach me their language. They call me Man Mountain. The teachers tell me about the island. The name of the island is Lilliput. There's one city. It's called Mildendo. The king lives in a palace in Mildendo. There's another island near Lilliput called Blefuscu. The people of Lilliput and the people of Blefuscu are enemies. A month passes, and now I can speak the language of Lilliput. I ask to speak to the king. He comes to the temple on his small white horse. Please free me, Your Majesty.
I can't, Man Mountain. My people are frightened of you.
After that, people come to see me every day. They climb onto my hand, and I talk to them quietly. Boys and girls climb on me and play in my hair. Soon, everyone on the island likes me. 3 weeks pass. And the guard removes the cords on my legs. I can now walk around the island. I visit the city of Mildendo and the king's palace. The people are happy to see me, but they're frightened of my big feet. They run into their houses and watch from the windows. The king's palace is in the middle of the city. It is about 150 centimeters high, and there's a wall round it. The king permits me to walk over the wall and look inside the palace. I can see the queen and the prince through the small windows. Good morning, Your Majesty. How are you today?
Good morning, Man Mountain. I'm fine, thank you.